You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Madison's current class of police recruits recently underwent training to understand the effects of mental illness and how to respond to those suffering from a mental health crisis. A WPR reporter joins us to talk about what they learned.
First, another political controversy appears to be brewing in the Trump administration. At issue here are the potential actions of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Last week, The Washington Post reported that Flynn privately discussed U.S. sanctions against Russia with that country's ambassador to the U.S. during the month before President Trump took office. It's a potentially illegal action that Flynn initially denied.
While no action has been taken against Flynn so far, many Republicans did not appear to defend him over the weekend, raising questions about his future in the Trump administration. Though we've been hearing in the news, Trump spokesperson Kellyanne Conway has said that he has the support of the president. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders are calling for investigations into the actions as well as a suspension of Flynn's security clearance.
Dan DeLuce joins us now. He's chief national security correspondent for Foreign Policy magazine. Dan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, what we're hearing right now is that National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has apologized to Vice President Mike Pence for discussing U.S. sanctions against Russia with the Russian ambassador in the days leading up to when President Trump took office. What do we know about this phone call in late December?
Well, thanks to the Washington Post, we know that he spoke to the Russian ambassador several times. And the timing itself raised a lot of red flags because it was precisely when the outgoing Obama administration was preparing to announce a new round of sanctions on Russia to punish Moscow over its interference in the elections in the United States, which the U.S. intelligence community concluded definitely did occur. And there was this hacking into aides of Hillary Clinton that in the Clinton campaign's eyes damaged her standing during the campaign.
And so what has Russia said about this conversation or these series of conversations?
Russia has not said that sanctions were discussed, but other officials in the administration and intelligence officials told the Washington Post that sanctions apparently were raised, that the subject did come up, and that there was kind of a message being sent by Flynn, to Russia, don't worry, when we come into office in a few weeks, we're not going to be putting pressure on you like this. So the impression was left, according to these accounts, that Russia could expect not to be penalized. And then what really raised suspicions was following those phone calls and the sanctions from the U.S. were announced by the Obama White House, Russia did not retaliate, which was completely breaking with sort of normal, customary game, the way the game is played, where Russia would have then retaliated in some way against the U.S.
Is it unusual at all for an incoming advisor to have contact with a foreign dignitary?
Not necessarily. Probably what would not be considered customary would be to contradict the policies being articulated by the current administration in power and to be basically indicating something contrary. It's one thing to have contacts, to have conversations, to say, let's have a meeting of our two heads of state once the new president is inaugurated and so on and so forth. It's another thing to say, to basically, reportedly, as this report indicates, to be undermining, to be somehow even sabotaging the current president's policies.
And Democratic leaders have called for investigations that Flynn did something illegal here. Talk about the legality or illegality of what might have happened. And does this violate this Logan Act? Tell us about that.
Well, that's a very interesting and tricky legal question because, yes, there is a Logan Act which prohibits private citizens from conducting foreign policy, essentially, or somehow making promises on behalf of the U.S. government. But that was that is a very old law. It's arcane. It dates back to 1799. No one's ever been convicted on that law. So the FBI would be in kind of uncharted territory if it tried to make a case against Flynn under the Logan Act. However, There are other criminal statutes, federal criminal law, that he could be perhaps found in violation of if he was somehow found to be making reassurances or somehow taking direction from a foreign power. The thing that tends to trip people up, actually, is lying to federal investigators. Mm. So if there was a federal investigation and he was found to be making false statements to investigators, then he would be in hot water.
We're talking with Dan DeLuce. He's chief national security correspondent for Foreign Policy magazine, talking about the controversy over National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's discussion of sanctions with a Russian ambassador before President Trump took office. Now, the Trump administration recently, in very recent minutes, perhaps, Kellyanne Conway saying that the administration has the backing of the Trump administration. How is President Trump handling this situation?
Well, that's very interesting because you had a sort of radio silence since Friday, where when one of the senior advisors in the White House, Stephen Miller, was asked directly about this on the Sunday talk shows, he declined to say that the president had confidence in Flynn. He sort of dodged the question.
Mm-hmm.
But Kellyanne Conway, you're right, today did explicitly say the president has confidence in him. So what's interesting here is they seem to be now coming to his defense. And for 3 days, there was a big question mark, and it fed all this speculation that maybe Flynn would have to leave because somehow he had misled the vice president and put the vice president in an awkward position when he got asked about this. I will say this, though. If Flynn stays in the job, this whole episode has reinforced a lot of suspicions and concern about where the administration is going on its Russia policy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of Republicans in Congress, not just Democrats. You have Republican senators who are very concerned about the possibility of some kind of conciliatory policy where the sanctions might be lifted without getting much in return. And so you've had Senator McCain and Graham and some others kind of warning the White House not to go down that path. And there's even a proposed bipartisan bill that says that any lifting of sanctions will have to come under the review of the Senate. So the White House is possibly on a collision course with its own party in Congress, depending on which way they go.
And meanwhile, Democratic leaders are calling on President Trump to suspend and revoke Flynn's security clearance. Is this something you think we'll see any action on, any traction?
Not when it's coming from the Democrats. I think, Flynn is under scrutiny. The White House is under a lot of scrutiny over this. But a lot will hinge on what the Republican majority in the Senate says about all of this. I think if the Democrats say it, it could turn into more of a partisan kind of dynamic. But what is true, again, is if Flynn stays in his position, the White House will still be under a lot of pressure over where it's going with its policy on Russia. And I think it will make a lot of Republicans in Congress very anxious if they do move to lift sanctions on Russia in a way that's perceived to be kind of unilateral, that there really isn't much gotten in return.
And Dan, before we let you go here, what are you watching for in the coming days and weeks when it comes to Russia and the U.S. moving forward?
Well, I think that is a huge question. What does this administration plan to do on Russia? And we really don't know. And they've offered some mixed signals. So, for example, at the UN, the new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, was sounding a harder line, saying that sanctions on Russia should stay in place over its invasion and seizure of the Crimean Peninsula in Ukraine. But she did not talk about the sanctions that were imposed on Russia over its interference in eastern Ukraine, where they've supported these pro-separatist elements there. And those sanctions are very tough and have hit different sectors of the Russian economy. So there's still a question of whether the Trump White House will decide to somehow forge some new deal, some arrangement with Russia where they lift those sanctions. And they've talked about, well, perhaps we would then cooperate with Russia in Syria. But that's been a pretty difficult thing to do, and it didn't seem to go anywhere under the Obama White House.
Dan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Dan DeLuce is Chief National Security Correspondent for Foreign Policy Magazine. He joined us to talk about the controversy over National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's discussion of sanctions with a Russian ambassador before President Trump took office.